Next year, it will be 60 years since Dr. Jane Goodall set off to Tanzania to begin her trailblazing work on chimpanzees. Her research redefined our understanding of the relationship between humans and animals. Turns out we're more similar than originally thought. She went on to found the Jane Goodall Institute, which runs conservation and development programs throughout Africa and is the UN messenger of peace. She's about to embark on a speaking tour here in Australia, and she joins me now. Jane, thank you so much for your time on RN Drive.
Oh, thank you.
Your speaking tour is called Rewind the Future. What does it mean?
Well, it means that if we carry on as usual, business as usual, there is not much hope for the future of wildlife or even ourselves on planet Earth, because we are destroying the natural world at such a rapid rate. We're in the middle of the sixth great extinction. And so if we take action now, we can rewind from a gloomy future and bring us back to the present and take action so that that gloomy future doesn't happen.
You have been working in the environmental research and activism space for nearly 60 years. How have attitudes towards environmental issues changed since you began?
Well, when I began, there was no need to worry at all about anything like habitat loss and climate change, because it hadn't started to happen, not really. Then people went through a phase of denial. Some people are still in denial about climate change, but most people are very well aware of the harm that we're inflicting on the planet. But unfortunately, they feel helpless and they don't know what to do, so they become apathetic and do nothing. And it's that attitude that means that the future is very, very grim unless we can snap people out of that apathy and get them to help us make a better world.
Why do you think people feel so helpless?
Because the problems are so huge. You know, the expression, think globally, act locally. But honestly, if you think globally, if you think what's happening around the world, not only the environment, but socially and politically, it's a pretty dark period in human history right now. And I'm not surprised that people get depressed. This is why I began our Jane Goodall Institute youth program, Roots and Shoots, which has been going since 91, and it's now in some 60 countries with young people, kindergarten, university, and everything in between, with the message, every single one of us makes some impact every single day, and we get to choose what sort of impact we make.
It does seem that there is a renewed vigour in the environmental activism sphere, especially when you consider the school strike for climate change movement, which we've seen around the world. Are you optimistic about the future of the environment when you see these kinds of examples?
Well, that's one of my reasons for hope, is the young people. I just wish that, you know, okay, the young people are marching and having a day off school, but what's their follow-up going to be? Just marching isn't enough. Okay, it does draw attention to a problem, but they will also need to roll up their sleeves and take action, which is the hallmark of our own youth program, which really is spreading around the world. And, you know, when I'm traveling 300 days a year all over, I meet so many young people wanting to tell Dr. Jane what they're doing to make this a better world. And they are changing the world.
A lot of mainstream campaigning on environmental issues is really individualised now. Things like buying reusable coffee cups and getting rid of straws, cutting down on food packaging, all of that. What do you make of that individualisation? Is that positive, or do you see flaws in that strategy?
No, I think it's very positive, because no one organisation can do everything. And I think the key is coordination between all these different movements, so that people will understand, you know, if we all get together, we see, wow, we really are making a difference, each in our own way. And then people can be encouraged to support the different initiatives.
You've said your job is to give people hope about the future. So what is the best way to instill a sense of hope in people when you say there's even a sense of depression around it? How do you actually do that?
Well, I do it by giving my reasons for hope. And one, I've already mentioned, the young people, what they're doing. They actually are changing the world, and they're becoming more and more aware of the problems they face, and they seem to be somehow given new energy and commitment. So that's one. Second reason, we are blessed with incredible intellects. And unfortunately, we haven't always used them wisely. We've got led astray by materialism and a greedy culture, basically. But on the other hand, our brains are being used to create technology that will enable us to live in greater harmony with nature. And also think about the ecological footprints each of us makes each day. And then the next reason for hope, nature is amazingly resilient. So you can destroy a place and make it bleak and barren, but give nature time and perhaps a helping hand. And once again, life can return. And also animal species on the brink of extinction can be saved and given another chance. And then finally, there's the indomitable human spirit, people who tackle the seemingly impossible and won't give up and so often succeed. And, you know, I hear about these projects and meet these people all the time. So that's where my hope comes from.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Jane Goodall is a primatologist and environmental activist. Her speaking tour, Rewind the Future, begins this Wednesday in Sydney before heading to Melbourne and to Adelaide. This is RN Drive.